and welcome to The Horror Review, where we rate, analyze, and review our favorite horror movies, TV series, and subgenres. At the end of each episode, we'll also give a rating via our Scare-O-Meter. I'm Tasha.
And I'm Julia. And on today's episode, we are going to be doing another installment of our very broad, weird topic of like fairy tales / folky things with some Irish stuff sprinkled in.
Yeah. Fairy tale, folk, spring, yeah. Irish-ish.
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 Yeah.
This one's definitely Irish.
Yes-ish. Yes.
So.
Yes. Okay, so this one is to celebrate St. Patrick's Day a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't guessed by that very large hint, we are going to be doing the 1993 American comedy horror movie Leprechaun, which was written and directed by Mark Jones and starred Warwick Davis, who, if anyone ever watched
Willow,
that's what Warwick is really well known for.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so many other
and
roles,
a lot of other stuff. But that's Willow's like an iconic. That's an iconic one for Warwick Davis.
Definitely.
Yeah. So Tash is going to take us away with a little plot synopsis.
Yeah. So in 1983, Dan O'Grady returns to his home in North Dakota from a trip to his native Ireland, where he has stolen a leprechaun's pot of gold. After burying the gold, O'Grady discovers that the leprechaun has followed him home and murdered his wife. O'Grady uses a four-leaf clover to suppress the leprechaun's powers and trap him inside a crate. Before he can burn him, O'Grady suffers a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward to 10 years later, J.D. Redding and his teenage daughter, Tori, rent the O'Grady farmhouse for the summer. Contract workers Nathan Murphy, his 10-year-old brother Alex, and their dim-witted friend Ozzie Jones help repaint
Ozzie.
The farmhouse.
I liked Ozzie.
I know, he was great. At the basement, Ozzie hears the leprechaun's cry for help and mistakes him for a child. He brushes the clover off the crate, freeing the leprechaun. The leprechaun tells Ozzie that he is an Irish shoemaker who came to America looking for his gold.
After, and like, he has a very menacing face.
Yes.
Like,
that is an understatement.
It's not like a cute little leprechaun that we're accustomed to.
No.
No, this is like a creepy, gruesome. Yeah. Anyways, continue on.
He's great.
I just want to say that, like, yeah, he, yes. It would be hard to fall for this little trick.
You would think. After failing to convince the others that he met a leprechaun, Ozzie spots a rainbow and chases it, believing that he will find gold at the end. Alex accompanies him, fearing that Ozzie might hurt himself. A bag of 100 gold coins appears before Ozzie in this, like, old dilapidated truck.
Yeah, and it just, like, magically, you hear, like, you know, like magic sparkles in movies, you hear like that sparkle sound and then suddenly the bag of gold is there.
Mm-hmm. After Ozzie tests the gold and accidentally swallows a coin, they stash it in an old well and plot to keep it for themselves, hoping to fix Ozzie's brain. Yeah. At the farm, the leprechaun lures...
Some of this didn't age the best.
No, I know. Some of them like,
Yeah.
At the farm, the leprechaun lures JD into a trap by imitating a cat, biting and injuring his hand. Tori and the others rush him to the hospital while the leprechaun follows on a tricycle. Alex and Ozzie visit a pawn shop to see if the gold is pure, and the leprechaun kills Joe, the shop owner, for stealing his gold and shines the corpse's shoes before leaving.
He's very obsessed with shoes.
I guess he was a shoe shiner at some point then. I don't know.
They say something about that at the start of the movie.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, he does. He says he was a shoe shiner.
He was a shoe shiner.
But
yeah.
We just thought it was like a...
Oh, no, at like the very start in 1983.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The leprechaun fixes himself a go-kart and goes back to the farmhouse, getting pulled over by an officer on the way back for speeding. The officer gets chased by the leprechaun into the woods and eventually gets killed. The leprechaun returns to the farmhouse and searches for his gold, shining every shoe he finds. Leaving JD at the hospital, the group drives back to the farmhouse. Finding it ransacked, Nathan checks outside and is injured by a bear trap set by the leprechaun. The group fights the leprechaun outside, ganging up and beating him up with sticks and stones. After finding a shotgun in the farmhouse, they repeatedly shoot the leprechaun to no avail. They then attempt to flee the farm, but their truck's engine has been sabotaged by the leprechaun. After ramming the truck with the go-kart, the leprechaun terrorizes the group until Ozzy reveals that he and Alex found the gold. Tori recovers the bag from the well and gives it to the leprechaun. Believing the worst to be over, they leave for the hospital. While counting his gold, the leprechaun discovers that he is missing the coin that Ozzy swallowed. Thinking that they've tricked him, he menaces them until Ozzy tells them about O'Grady, who was taken to a nursing home after his stroke. The group
I loved this next scene.
I know. The group distracts the leprechaun by throwing dirty shoes around, which the leprechaun cannot resist shining. It's like a compulsion at this point.
Yeah.
While Tori gets into her Jeep and drives off, Tori visits the home to learn how to kill him. At the nursing home, the leprechaun unfortunately pretends to be O'Grady in a chair. After chasing Tori to an elevator, the leprechaun throws O'Grady down the shaft as Tori flees. Before dying, O'Grady tells her that the only way to kill the leprechaun is with a four-leaf clover, which happens to grow in a batch outside the farm. Tori returns to the farmhouse and searches for a clover until she is attacked by the leprechaun. Nathan and Ozzy save her. Ozzy then reveals to the leprechaun that he swallowed the last coin, and the leprechaun wounds him trying to get it. Before the leprechaun can kill Ozzy, Alex takes a four-leaf clover Tori has found, sticks it to a wad of gum, and shoots it into the leprechaun's mouth with a slingshot, causing him to weirdly melt away and then disappear
into the well.
To the well, yeah. The leprechaun falls in the well, but his skeleton climbs out to continue menacing the group. Nathan pushes the leprechaun back into the well and blows up both the well and the leprechaun with gasoline. As the cops arrive in the morning and investigate the remains of the well, the leprechaun, you hear this voiceover of
like
him
his soul
vowing.
Or like his ghost.
Yeah.
I feel that's what it was like trying to do, I think.
I think so. So he vows that he will not rest until he recovers all of his gold.
Yeah. And I think he said like my soul will not rest, meaning that like that body might be destroyed, but like the soul is still
I actually didn't put
lingering.
That together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes
sense. Well, because I figured there had to be some way for him to come back because there's like leprechaun. A leprechaun 2 and 3 and leprechaun origin.
Yeah,
but it seemed like his skeleton got blown up. It would have had to.
Yeah.
And it was just like his soul that was remaining. Yeah.
So that's Leprechaun.
So that's Leprechaun. Had you seen this movie before?
No.
Nor had I. It was so campy.
Oh, God.
Like, initially, like, I don't think I loved it.
No.
But it was, like, campy.
It grew and
it
on me.
Did grow on me a little bit by the end of the movie.
Same.
Like, there's some really, like, snappy one-liners, but at the start, it was just... It was a little bit cheesy for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
And, like, Jennifer Aniston, she's who plays Tori.
Yes.
But, like, the guy playing her dad, like, maybe looks like he's 15 years older than her.
I know. I was like...
I know. Jeff obviously fell asleep because he falls asleep in every movie that we watch. And he woke up and he was like, is that her, like, boyfriend? I was like, no, that's her dad.
Yeah. Also, she didn't really look like a teenager.
No. She was... I think I did look it up. She would have been, like, 25 when she filmed this.
This was like only a couple years before Friends, I think. Yeah.
I looked up. She was born in 1969 and this was filmed in, this came out in 93. So she would have been 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
So she's not a high school kid, which I think is what she's supposed to be playing.
Yeah. Also, like, she's literally just playing Rachel Green.
She really is.
Like,
it's Rachel Green.
With a less rich dad.
Yes. A dad who rented like a decrepit farmhouse
also,
for the summer.
If I fucking saw that tarantula, I'd be gone.
Yep.
I don't care how attractive whatever
the guy
is.
Painting,
no,
the guy painting
not,
the fences. No.
No. Not a chance.
Not
I'd be out
a
of there.
Chance.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like the fact she went down there again too with like juice for him and no.
No, thank you. I see tarantula, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And that many cobwebs, just like stay out of the basement, close the door, seal it off with duct tape so that tarantula can't come up through the door and like just...
Oh, it'll find a way.
I know.
I always find a way. I've been traumatized by old houses and spiders, so I know.
Oh my God, this is completely off topic, but I saw a TikTok this morning of this family in Australia who, in their vacuum,
there was
massive spider, like, just moving around inside their vacuum, and it had, like, a clear thing. And she was like, oh yeah, this is just, like, one of the most deadly spiders in Australia. And I was I can't remember. It might have been that.
I think maybe the woodsman one is not poisonous.
It was big, though. It was real big. Huge. And she was like, this is one of the most deadly spiders in Australia. And it was just, like, trapped in her vacuum. And she was like, I'm afraid to turn it off, because if the suction stops coming out, it could crawl back out through that. And I was like, oh my God, you just have to let that run forever.
I'd leave my vacuum, leave my house. I'd just sell it. Yeah. Gone. Take it. I can't do it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so this movie does not have any high ratings, like, at all. It's got, like, incredibly low ratings. So yeah. I'm just like, how did they? There's, like, a comic inspired from this.
I know.
And three more movies at least. There might have been more, but I think there's just two, three, and then Origin.
Yeah.
How did it spawn so many more movies?
So it did not do well in the box office.
Well, it did. The budget was $1 million, and the box office grossed 8.6.
Yeah, so it made money, but critic-wise, it was awful.
Horrible. It's a cult.
It's 100% a cult classic. Yeah. But what happened, I think, was they ended up, like, getting in on the VHS and DVD sales. As soon as it went to video, it got a lot more popular for some reason. And I'm not really sure why, but I think it's because...
Kids having sleepovers? I don't know.
No, I think it was after Friends premiered.
Ah, okay. Because it was like a earlier Jennifer Aniston moment. Exactly. Yeah.
But also, like, Warwick Davis.
Yeah, he's
like
great.
After Willow was pretty. Mm-hmm. And apparently, the director originally wrote the script.
It was inspired by, they're after me, Lucky Charms.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he originally wrote it straight. Like, it wasn't supposed to be a comedy. It was just supposed to be a straight horror. And he hired Warwick Davis, and he was like, let's make this a little more
campy.
Yeah, a little more campy.
Because it's not, like, the gore is pretty minimal, I thought.
It's got a decent, it's very 80s gore. It's but it's, like, almost Gremlin style.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't find any of it, like, actually that scary.
No, it wasn't scary.
And the, like, Ozzy at the end too, and he's, like, covered in, like, such bright red blood. It looks like they took, like, red paint and just kind of, like, smeared it all over him. Not the most realistic looking blood. The prosthetics, though, that they did on Warwick Davis are pretty cool.
Yes.
And that is, like, all... I think it was all prosthetics.
Yeah, they took 3 hours to put on the prosthetics.
It was huge, yeah.
And about 45 to take it off.
It's, like, it's quite impressive.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's unrecognizable in that.
Oh, he really is. Aside from his voice, you wouldn't know. And just his build is very...
Distinct.
Very distinct, yeah.
I kept watching it. He's got really high heel shoes
on. He does.
On.
He's actually wearing those little heeled boots.
Yeah. I was like, damn, he can run in those.
Oh my God. There was one moment where he did do, like, a little tap, like, dance moment. But I don't think he actually did it. It totally looked like someone was just holding up, like, a pair of, like, dangly legs with, like, shoes on it. And we're doing, like, a little puppet style thing. Because it looked so not, like, a real person's legs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure they just had some legs and were dangling them and making them dance for that shot. Because you don't see his upper body for that moment. Right. It's, like, just a shot of his feet just doing, like, a little, like, jig for a moment. Yeah, very crazy. It also took, like, an additional 40 minutes to remove the makeup after. Yeah. Like, it was, that's a long time.
That is a long time to be in the
chair. Makeup chair. And, like, prosthetics like that are not fun to take off. They try and do it as, like, slowly and painless as possible, but there's always some little bits that pull and rip and But very, very fun. And this was also Jennifer Aniston's first film role.
Yeah.
So that actually explains why it had some popularity later on after Friends.
Apparently, she's actually even tried denying this movie, like, denying she was in this movie.
What do you mean?
Like,
it's clearly her.
I know. I'm like, why are you? Because it's so bad and it, like, she just doesn't want any part of it. And I'm like, really? This movie made you?
It's iconic.
This is your first movie. It made you famous. How can you not?
Yeah.
Like, also, like, that's not really nice to the rest of the people in the movie. Like, Warwick Davis is amazing.
Yeah.
He did all his own stunts.
That's amazing. Except for those legs dancing.
Except for those legs dancing. I'm not sure what happened there. But yeah, he did all his own stunts. And apparently, so the scene in the hospital where he's on the wheelchair wheeling. Yeah, she was running in slow motion because he couldn't get the wheelchair to go fast enough. So they had to like do it in slow motion, then speed it up.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. It's just, it's a wild ride, this movie.
It is.
It also, like, it's very plot light. Like, the entire movie is just them, like, they fight the leprechaun and then they get away again. And then he seems to have, like, disappeared for a bit and they're able to just kind of run around. Oh, and then they come up against the leprechaun again and then they get away from the leprechaun and then the leprechaun again and then they get away. It's just a lot of that.
Yes.
And, like, by the fourth time that happened, I was like, okay, when is the final time going to happen? This is dragging a little bit. Mm-hmm, like, as funny and campy and hilarious as it is, it's just, I felt it, even for like, a 91-minute movie, it really dragged.
It did. Well, especially because you're like, okay, how are they going to kill it? And then suddenly it goes back to the beginning of, like, oh, Grady knows. And you're like, how the hell do you even know that?
He had a stroke.
I know.
Like,
Also, how did you deduce
that he would know that?
He would be the one to have put the, like, what?
I don't know.
Anyways, it was plot light
is what I would call that. And just, like, a lot of the same kind of sequence of coming up against him, someone getting injured, they get away. Yeah.
The scenes with Warwick Davis, though, were pretty funny, especially near the end, like the last 20 minutes where it was, like, insanity. And you're like, okay, this is kind of entertaining.
This movie was chaos.
It was. Pure chaos.
Like, utter chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But very fun.
Yes.
Oh, apparently, so Warwick Davis is not American, and he had to get a visa so that he could work in the U.S., and the office of the vice president got involved to speed up the application so that it didn't delay filming.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as a result, the vice president, Dan Quayle, receives a special thanks in the credits. At
Dan
the
Quayle.
End.
Yeah. That's insane.
Anyways, he helped get him his visa faster.
Huh. Where is he? Where's Warwick Davis from?
British. He's English.
Oh, he is English. Yeah. Okay. I was like, I thought so, but.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a British accent in Willow, I'm pretty sure, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, to be honest. It's a great movie. I need to watch it again.
Anyways, that's just insane that the vice president's got involved to make this kind of trash movie, but, like, funny movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's funny.
Yep.
This was also the first feature film by Trimark Pictures.
Okay. Which one's Trimark? Is that the one with the...
No, that's TriStar. I got confused. I thought it was the same, too, and I was like,
the Pegasus horse thing. No,
it's TriStar. It's Trimark.
What the heck's Trimark?
It's got, like, a pyramid with a lion head in it.
Ah, okay, yeah.
It's lesser known, kind of.
I've seen that symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and so Willow had already come out.
Oh, okay.
Like, he had just starred in Willow. And initially they really weren't sure if someone as big as Warwick Davis would want to be in kind of a lower budget campy horror film. But apparently he hadn't worked in almost like 6 to 8 months. And after Willow, and wasn't really sure if he wanted to continue his acting career. Aww. And then, like, this kind of came along and just reinvigorated his, like, love for
it.
And because he probably had so much fun on this set.
Probably,
like,
yeah.
You know, you're not making, like, the most masterful piece of, like, art, but, like, he had fun.
Just running around attacking people.
And just, like, laughing and, Yeah, anyways. It was just, it was a way for him to get back into the role. And it also apparently was quite therapeutic for him because him and his wife had recently, like, prior to this movie happening, had tragically lost their newborn son who died at almost only 9 days old. Oh, so this was kind of, it was therapeutic for him to just kind of discover again that acting is what he wanted to do and that it can, the things in life could still, like, bring him joy after such a sad, like, tragic loss.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't know that was the story behind that. Wow, that's kind of crazy. Well, I'm glad that he continued
acting.
Yeah. Because he starred in a lot of other things after, too. I think he was in Harry Potter at some point as well.
He plays...
Does he play
Professor Flitwick?
Yeah, I think he does play Flitwick.
He must be.
Yeah.
That feels correct.
Yeah.
Let me look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and he was also plays an Ewok in...
He does!
He's, yeah, he... Right. Yeah. He plays...
Yeah, he was in Star Wars.
Yes. Oh my God, there's so many Leprechaun movies. Okay, I'm sorry. There's more than I thought that there were. There's Leprechaun. There's Leprechaun 2. There's Leprechaun 3. There's Leprechaun 4 in space. We've also got... Holy shit, there's so many. Leprechaun in the Hood? What? Leprechaun Back to the Hood? No, that's...
Let's hope that's not...
Jeez Louise. And then he is not actually in Leprechaun Origins, which is interesting to me. They must have had... He must have decided he was over Leprechaun by then. Anyways, he's done a lot of stuff.
Yes, he's...
And he's been in a lot of Leprechaun movies.
Very famous and beloved.
Yes. Do you have any other fun facts about this movie?
No, that's it. You what I it, found. Yep. Other than it was weird. A good old campy, weird... Yeah, it takes a bit to warm up to it, I have to say.
Yeah, I didn't love it at first. No. But, like, the more you just have to lean into the camp.
You really do.
And then it's just... It's lighthearted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
Yeah. Weirdly lighthearted. Mm-hmm. And just... Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yep. The last half an hour is very entertaining.
Yep. I found another fun fact. Okay, so several scenes of this movie were shot at Big Sky Ranch in Simi Valley, California. This is the same location where many episodes of Little House on the Prairie were filmed.
Huh.
And apparently Warwick Davis joked that it felt blasphemous to be filming a horror movie there. But that same location would also be used later for 2017's Annabelle Creation.
Oh,
And 2018's Leprechaun Returns. So there we go. I just found another Leprechaun movie.
Fun.
Leprechaun Returns in 2018.
Annabelle Creation, the house actually looked a little bit like, that's so funny.
It's like a shot of the barn thing kind of out back of the house. Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun
and also Little House on the Prairie.
Connection. that one's weird, but.
Yeah. Okay, that's all the fun facts I had.
Yep. Should we scare a meter?
Yeah.
Yeah. A 3?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 3.
Yeah.
There's a bit of blood.
Yeah,
nothing
a little bit of
crazy.
Gore. No.
The death scenes, nothing's like that.
No.
Nothing's that like that.
Yeah. Even the quote unquote body horror is not that.
No. Yeah. But very entertaining.
Quite.
Yep.
Jack-o'-lanterns?
Jack-o'-lanterns. Let's see. I'm going to do a 2.
Yeah, I want to do a 2 too.
Like if I had to watch it again, I wouldn't be mad about it. No. But it's not one I'm going to actively suggest to people.
No, I wouldn't.
It's just super campy. It's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. I feel like everyone should watch it once.
Yeah.
It's just one of those that you should see it.
You should see it. Just to say that you've seen it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So
that it keeps its cult horror status.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like the greatest piece of art that's ever come out of the horror genre.
No.
But
there are worse ones out there.
There definitely are. I've seen a lot worse.
Yes. So have I.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we do have some we're taking a break for at least a week, maybe two. We'll see. We may or may not have one more episode at the end of March that we can squeeze in, but we also might
Surprise.
Not. It just depends on our schedules.
Yes.
It's mostly my fault. I'm feeling very stressed about school right now, and my life in April calms way down, but March has just been a little bit insane.
No, so it's,
I felt guilty texting Tash, being like, I don't have the capacity to watch more than Leprechaun right now. This is all I can do.
Honestly, neither did I. I've been incredibly busy the last couple weeks, and I haven't been able to plan anything out properly. And I was you know what? I'm okay with this.
Okay.
I think this will give us enough time to actually,
Just regroup a little bit. Yeah.
Regrouping is good.
Yeah. I just have no time to watch movies right now.
All good.
So we're taking a break for at least a week. We might be back with one at the end of March, but if not, we will regroup and we'll see you in April.
Yes, we'll see you in April for another very fun theme. So
Stay
tuned. Yeah, so if you enjoyed listening to us and would like to hear more, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you consume your podcast from. If there is a particular theme, movie, TV series, or book that you want us to talk about, let us know. We would love to hear your feedback.
And you can follow us on Instagram at The Horror Review. We are also on Facebook. And we will see you again soon.